Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with the man who thinks funerals are just an opportunity for a free feed. It's Sam Hammond, aka At Vom Cruz. How are you, Sam?
What do you think?
Usually you give some kind of downbeat answer. Oh, I'm alive. I wish I wasn't. The world is...
Oh, God.
I hate it. You're like my teenage emo self.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really progressed much since I was 16, sadly.
But you don't look that much older than 16.
Thank you very much. But yeah,
you should take that. Yeah, as ever, we want to hear from you guys at home about any weird, funny funeral or death-based stories. Send anything in to @podit'syourfuneral on Instagram or podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. That's podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. But our guest today is photographer, model, and activist Emma Bresky. Hello, Emma. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
All right, Emma.
Yeah, chilling.
You laughed. Did I get your intro wrong? What should you be called?
It's not wrong. It's just like, I find it so funny when people have ///. It's just
that's
like,
the way
oh
you
God,
have to be. 2020, isn't it?
2020. Everyone's a slash now.
You're not allowed to be
the
this one.
Titles that have been given to me as well. Like, I just woke up one day and they're.
What other slashes could we add to your occupational?
Juggler.
Well, now podcaster with you guys.
Yeah. Have you been on a podcast before?
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not one like this.
No. Hopefully not.
We haven't
I'm
even started
really
yet.
Excited.
How we're in the middle of lockdown too. How is life treating you?
I mean, I actually really like the slowdown pace. I don't know about you guys.
It's not bad. I miss the pub, but apart from that, it's pretty much the same.
I mean, I'm quite a hermit. I don't really like people much, so I just tend to stay home. And or maybe that's just this year, and I've kind of just morphed into my dogs.
Yeah, you have two dogs, don't you? Tell us a little bit about your two dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I got dogs. That's about it. You okay. Know, like
they don't have names. Do they have names?
LeBron and Alaska.
Oh, I feel like one of them is a basketball reference. I know that. I know enough. I've watched enough of The Last Dance to know that. So if, you know, Sam said he misses the pub, you say you're a hermit. Is there anything that you miss about socializing or anything from being stuck at home?
I guess that... not having the option to turn down parties, that sucks.
So true. It's so true. We're all like, oh, I miss going out so much, but the reality is most of the time.
I don't even have plans to cancel anymore. No. It just sucks.
The power's gone.
Yeah.
You don't even have the ability to fuck off your friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So depressing.
Imagine going to a restaurant, though, with your mates and having a nice meal with some nice wine and stuff. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
But that was only 2 weeks ago, Sam.
Yeah, I didn't even go.
You didn't? You've never once told me you've gone to a restaurant.
Well, who am I kidding? Yeah, I've not been to a restaurant for years.
But because you can't now, the idea of it is an exciting thing.
By restaurant, I mean like Pizza Hut.
You know damn well I'm a Pizza Express man myself. Emma, for our audience or any of our audience who don't know much about your life, tell us a little bit about your career. Where might they have seen you?
Probably on Instagram, but I guess... yeah, by trade, I'm a model. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for around 4 years now.
I've seen you on the tube. I've been on the tube and I've seen you on the wall and been like, oh, there she is. Yeah.
That's all you do?
Yeah. Well, just can't do much else on the tube. But yeah. I think
she meant, what do you do when you see her on the wall of the tube?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You don't deface me?
No.
No, I'm not going to go and spit on it. We've got a friendly relationship, I think.
Too far. Across the other side of the tracks. Way too far. Also, an electrocution danger, I would have thought, surely.
Well, from our previous guest, David Schillinglaw, we heard what happens when you fall on the train tracks.
Yeah, you fell on the train tracks.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, exciting times. Probably looking at a picture of you, I would have thought.
Yeah.
You've killed people.
I know, that's my problem. That's my, you know, just serial killer.
then dying.
And not even being there.
Throwing themselves at you and then getting smashed in the face by a tube.
That's one of the best kinds
it's
of
actually one
killer.
Of the first things I ask guys when I like go on dates. I usually just
Have I ever killed you before?
Well, no, just kind of like, how would you kill me? And then vice versa.
Really?
How would I kill you? I ask my friends and stuff.
Well, what kind of answers do you get?
What did you said something like, oh, you'd probably like throw me in a lake.
Right, yeah,
he
mean,
said something like,
old school.
We'd go on a
with
boat.
With rocks
he
in a pocket.
No, I remember what you said. You were like, throw you in a boat, hit you across the head, and then you were like, tie some heavy rocks on your ankles
and
chuck
Sopranos
in
method.
The lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've thought about it.
I mean, that's a good
How would you kill Sam?
Yeah. Oh, you know, a very slow, painful death.
Thank you.
There's a scene in the film Law Abiding Citizen that I've got in my head now where Gerard Butler ties a man down to like a kind of hospital bed and saws off his penis and just makes him die of blood loss very slowly like that.
Family favourite, that film.
That's what I've got in my head for your death.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll pop off now.
No, I felt like there was a joke there, but thankfully
just
I didn't
quite
go for
hit
it.
The nail on the head, literally.
Exactly, but the pop-off one was the real thing I couldn't get out of my head. Emma, what is your... this is a podcast about your funeral. What is your funeral experience, though?
You know, I've never actually really been to one.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah, well, because it's... I've seen one via FaceTime.
What?
So my grandma, usually she lives in the Philippines. And in the Philippines, when someone passes on, they usually throw a party, huge party, and it's all a bit random. They have like the casket out in a glass, like one, and then
a glass,
yeah, like a glass
casket.
So glass they
kit.
Have like wow. a special one for like when.
tell us the Philippine death scenario.
Okay, so usually they throw like a little party after someone dies. They get the person all done up, put them in the party in the middle of the party,
really,
or the venue.
That's good.
And then everyone comes around, drinks, parties with all the bodies in a glass box. And I remember my grandma, like her second husband or her step-granddad, when he passed away, he, they threw a party and he was just there. And she was like, here, look at your granddad, granddad George.
You're not granddad.
On FaceTime.
You're not my granddad, but granddad George. On FaceTime. She's like, here, say hello. And I'm like, okay.
And he was in a glass coffin.
That's great.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of these interviews. We've not come across a glass coffin yet.
I think it's like for the party.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
that's and then they
in a way, that's
then
even
when,
weirder.
When they're buried, they're transferred into a different coffin.
It's kind of like the open casket, but probably less smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's bit more like idea. You know the centerpiece of the party.
And what did you learn from having a digital funeral with your non-grandpa George?
Just, you know, it was, I mean, I'm not that triggered by it. I know some people have told me, like, when they see photos of their dead grandparents, they're like, they're quite triggered, rightly so. But I don't know. I was just kind of like.
Yeah, but he wasn't even
but
your grandpa.
But that's just how I am. I don't know. Maybe I'm dead inside.
He wasn't even your grandpa.
No, but. So,
fuck that guy.
I had some memories.
But your actual grandpa is still alive.
No, I never met him.
Oh, okay.
He died when my mom was 9.
Oh, okay.
So I never met him.
Shout out to grandpa.
And his name was.
His name was grandpa.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, granddad Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah. You have some great names over there.
Yeah.
Sam, what are your
traditional Filipino names? Eddie and George.
Eduardo.
Sam, what are the names of your grandparents? I think it's an interesting question.
My granddad was called Norman, and then my dad was named Norman Barry. And then basically when I was born, my granddad was like, call him Norman. It's a family name.
Okay.
But yeah, and my other granddad who I never met, who died when my mum was very young, was called John William Round.
Okay, so Norman and John. And your grandma?
John Willie. Everyone called him John Willie.
John Willie, obviously. And your grandmothers?
Nellie.
Nice.
And Florence.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nellie and Florence.
Nice names, yeah.
Now, they're the kind of names that I could imagine you potentially, if you had a daughter... You could maybe name your daughter after one of those. It's quite a kind of old but modern name.
Yeah, I mean they're nice names, but I'm not going to be a good dad, so let's not have a daughter.
I love how the talk of death seems to inspire, like, life.
Thin line between life and death.
You know, is that how you guys roll with the themes
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely.
That's just a part of life, isn't it, Emma?
So is your tattoo. What does it say? No, love to live?
Mad to live.
Oh, that's
it. Says fuck off, Emma.
Fuck off, Emma. Don't talk about my real life, is what it says. Emma, this is a podcast about your funeral.
Mm.
So have you given much thought to your funeral in your life? Do you fantasize about how it might look?
I don't fantasize about it, but I've definitely thought about it. Okay. I kind of
same
like,
thing.
Is it?
In my head.
Because I fantasize about a lot of things, but not so much my funeral.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine it'd be so expensive. Do you know how expensive funerals are?
We've had a few guests who've discussed this, and one of our guests, he was saying now, like, the cheapest deal, you can get like a budget one, you know, where no one's allowed to go, and they'll basically just cremate the body, like, you know, when they've got an hour off, they'll be like, we'll just chuck it in. And, you know, that's like about $1,500. If you want a service, then you got to pay a few more
grand.
Well,
this is the thing.
It's pricey, yeah.
I think I would make money off of my own funeral because, you know, that's just how
really?
I'm thinking ahead of it.
How?
Okay.
Sell tickets in advance or something.
Yeah, or something like, you know, men pay £5 entry, women come in free.
Feminism has gone too far.
Yes. No, they've been doing that at nightclubs for years.
Yeah, but that's
ex-boyfriends
like
pay
fuck.
Double because they definitely owe me money.
That's so people can find someone to have sex with because men are desperate losers.
Well, there you go. I'd basically be throwing like a dating party.
Okay,
you know?
That's
It'd be
nice.
A place for people to hook up, find love, and celebrate.
So it's not about you, but you're giving back.
Exactly.
The thing that I mainly gathered from all that is that it sounds like you've been paying for your ex-boyfriends. What is what? Why have you been allowing that to happen? They should be paying for you. What the hell?
I know, right?
Are they allowed to the funeral?
What can I say? I make more than they do.
Who are these men? Who are these men that you've been choosing?
Oh well, they're obviously
fucking
not
losers.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
Are they allowed to come to the funeral? That's the big question.
Only if they pay double entry fee.
So yeah. £10.
Yeah, and then they can take one last look at me.
Yeah, fuck you, lads.
Yeah.
And where do you envisage this funeral of yours taking place?
Probably a strip club.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We haven't had a single guest who's had
and
a strip club
And I want
club
everyone
yet.
To dress up as slutty as they can be. Because I'll probably be
can
wearing
we come?
My stripper heels.
Are we invited?
Yeah, as long as you pay your entry fee.
Sam, we have to pay £5. What are you going to dress up as? What's your most
And you
got to
pay the
outfit?
Girls that are there.
I'm going to dress dance. Up as a little Dutch schoolgirl.
Dutch schoolgirl?
Yeah. Yes.
Pigtails.
Oh.
Yeah. Just a little...
I mean,
yeah.
this funeral to me in my head now is a little torture garden-esque.
No, think Jumbo's clown room, you know, in LA?
No,
you know
not mean? At all. What's Jumbo's
Fantastic.
Clown room?
Fantastic. Some of the most incredible women I've ever seen. Like,
is that a strip bar?
Is that like a posh shag party? Or is it
no.
one of those, like,
Have you not been?
No.
Have you not been
to Jumbo's clown room? No.
Okay, so like...
And I used to live in LA. I'm livid.
Talented pole dancers I've ever seen. Like, they make your jaws drop, your panties drop. Like,
where in LA
I'm
is
straight,
this?
So.
Where in LA is this? Please.
Somewhere in LA.
Oh, but you don't remember where.
Literally. No. I don't know. You
I'll
just,
Google
you just
it. I'll
Uber,
Google it.
You just Uber to Jumbo's Clown Room.
Because I went to Las
Probably
Vegas
like...
and went to Spearmint Rhino there, and that was the best strip bar I've ever been to. I actually was monogamous to one of the strippers in that strip bar. I got asked by another stripper. I said, I'm sorry, I'm monogamous with the one who met me first.
You guys have clearly never been to Long Legs in Scunthorpe.
Sam, at once, tell us about Long Legs in Scunthorpe. I love how it's called Long Legs. When we talked
is
about
what it's actually called?
When we talked about laser,
oh,
there is one called Long Legs in Manchester. I think there is. But yeah, I just made that up for a laugh. But I have been to some bleak strip clubs on stag do's where like I find the whole experience very uncomfortable. Actually, I feel like apologizing to everyone I meet there. I don't know. I don't like it. Even though I know that these are professional people, they're doing a very good job. They're getting paid well. Whatever. Mm. I still feel awkward as fuck about it. And I'm like, I'm very sorry about myself.
Yeah, I've been to quite a few.
I don't like it.
I've been to quite a few strip
I just
bars.
Don't go.
I've been to quite a few strip bars, but I've never had like a private dance because there is an element for me of I don't really know that what you're really getting from it, like. Deep down, you know they don't fancy you. So what's in terms of how a
you
narcissist
can't make
with,
assumptions like that?
You can
in terms of a narcissist with an ego. For me, I need to at least think someone fancies
I went,
me.
I went on a stag do to one right, and my mate was sat. I've never had a private dance. I feel way too awkward. Anyway, my mate was next to me was having one off this girl, and he had it a few times, and she was telling him about her life and her little son and stuff, and he was like, he was off his head on them.
Was he by chance, sorry to interrupt, but was he by chance saying, I can take you away from all this?
He actually said that sentence. And he's like, come and live with me, you and little Timmy. You can come live in my house.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm looking at him going like, mate, she earns way more money than you. She's
stop
fucking
trying to be your savior.
Yeah, like, you dickhead. You know, like, she's doing fine. You know?
Yeah, I went to one in New York on a stag do. And a friend who was there, who's quite, he was in his, like, mid-50s. And we went there and he was loving it. He had a private dance.
Was it me?
It wasn't you. He came back and he was like, right, I actually had an emotional connection with my dancer. And and we were like,
she's
what
good
the
at
hell
a job then.
We're like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, no, seriously. We talked about 9/11. We talked about everything. I'm going to look her up on Google and find out a little more about her.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's her job to make you think that, so you go back. You know?
Of course it is. She is excellent at her job. Emma, we have to bring it back to your funeral, your hypothetical
we
funeral.
Really transported to
your
the
future
club.
Funeral. We've gone from strip club to funeral very quickly because you said it's in a strip club. So you mentioned, I think I heard, you're going to be in some heels. So what is your outfit in your casket? And is it an open casket? What's the deal?
Well, I'm definitely going to be cremated. Mm-hmm. So probably just in an urn. But if
but
people
would
want
it
to
be
take
after
a look at me.
Cremated after the funeral, so
probably
you,
after. Yeah.
Okay. Why definitely? Why are you so against being buried?
I'm not against being buried. I'm against rotting.
But okay.
That wouldn't be fun.
Burning's not going to be fun either, though, is
it? No, but see, I've thought about it. I'm going to swallow a whole bag of like popcorn kernels, and it's going nice. To be so lit when they put me into the fucking oven.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's in which good. Case, I think they should start opening out the burning section for the audience too.
Or maybe that will be my funeral. You watch me pop.
And then and then we eat you whilst watching a film.
I don't know if you'd... Would you? Yeah, maybe.
Well, the kernels pop. There's elements of you in the kernel as well as the in the popcorn. Yeah.
My nana used to work at a crematorium. I've mentioned this before. She was the organist, right? And like she's amazing. She's a musician all her life. She's the most amazing woman. Anyway, she was the organist at a crematorium, and she told me that once you could see into the ovens, and she was there just after work one day because they do the burning, you know, when everyone's gone. Anyway, and you can see into the ovens, but there's something that happens, like sort of, like I don't know what it is, like physically.
Someone
but anyway,
wakes up just before they're about to.
No, well, during the burning session, the corpse sits up.
Like, are you serious?
Sometimes it'll happen where it was like the just I think the way it's being burnt, like the back
curls.
Will lift up. Yeah, and she said she saw like this thing go like sit up like this flaming human.
Oh my god.
Yeah, which is insane. But
it must happen though that people have gone in and suddenly woken up and been like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we talked about that
everything
a lot. Because
you
that's
can imagine
what,
has happened, doesn't it?
As Sam has said a couple of times, that's why it's called a wake. Because back in the correct me if I'm wrong, back in the day, years and years ago, people often had lead poisoning and therefore would be unconscious and practically dead for days. So they'd have their body out and drink around it for days to check that they weren't going to wake up. Is that right?
People used to wake up all the time, so they'd wake.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Wake up 3 days after everyone thought they were dead. And nobody understood that lead poisoned you. So they were drinking from like lead chalices and water from lead pipes. So people would die technically. But then they'd be like, they might wake up. So let's have a party around them for 3 days. All get drunk, make loads of noise. And then, you know, they might wake up. So that's why it's called a wake.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Emma, if you could be at your own funeral in the strip club, you're wearing your heels before you get burnt.
Well, as a ghost.
If you could be there, fly on the wall. Mm. Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. Maybe as a ghost. That's probably the most realistic way.
Ready to haunt.
What would you want to see? If there was one thing that you could see at your own funeral, what would you want it to be? You mentioned your exes, which I liked. Would it be something to do with them? Because I'm very honest
ideally,
about this.
I don't need to see them, not in the afterlife.
But don't you want to see how they react?
She's
no, I don't
got
mean
rid
in your
of them.
Afterlife. I mean, if you're a fly on the wall at your own funeral, what would you like to see in terms of people's reactions maybe or what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I just hope that I'd be like I said, you know, giving back, helping people find love, even when I'm gone.
Don't people fucking at your funeral?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sam told a story in a previous episode about a friend of his who fucked someone's sister at a funeral.
No, my friend Johnny fucked his sister's friend at his dad's funeral.
Wow.
Still funny.
Yeah, but you know, he was like, my dad would have been proud. Like, I've wanted to fuck her since I was 16. You know, I finally did it. Yeah, like, fair play.
I'd probably put it on the invite. Just be like, you know, get dolled up, have fun. Yeah. No one's allowed to cry. No crying unless it's from orgasms.
The tears of the penis.
Cranking. Cranking, exactly.
Tears of a penis. Wow, that could be a song.
You've not heard that before?
Good. Yeah.
You've not heard Sam's song, Tears of a Penis?
It's actually a concept album I'm working on.
Side project.
So many side projects. The idea of, we should ask people about their funeral invites, actually. That's a good. That's a question
there you
we
go,
don't
I'm here
ask.
To inspire.
Yeah, you've
always.
Really inspired that. Yeah.
Hashtag activist.
Yeah,
I like the idea of a. Basically, it's kind of like a slight funeral / sex party.
Why not? You know.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
Is that in keeping with your life? Is that how you?
I actually
roll?
Haven't slept with a lot of people, so that's why for me it's like, I think.
I mean, I wasn't suggesting you had
in death.
But in death, everyone.
In death, I will be the biggest hoe in hell.
Yeah, that's.
Like I said this year.
Would you fuck Hitler in hell?
Absolutely not.
No. Well, you're in hell, though, so you've got to embrace the bad guys.
You're so savage.
I'm just thinking of the guys who are going to be down there. If you won't go to hell. You're lovely.
You think so?
Yeah, you won't go to hell. But
I can't see any evidence of you going to hell. What have you done? Have you done anything that merits you going to hell?
I don't know. I feel like maybe hell and heaven don't really exist.
Of course not.
It's all like one spiritual place.
We're already there.
Yeah.
And,
if any, yeah. To be honest, I think we're already in hell.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And
well,
anywhere we go,
I think this studio in Tottenham is quite similar to hell in lots of ways. If I'm totally honest, certainly the walk from the
sorry for making you come here, Emma. When we've not been here before, and I got here, I was like, fucking hell, we're asking you to walk through an industrial estate in winter.
It's heaven that you made it here, Emma. We'd like to ask this of our guests. When do you envisage this funeral being, as in, when do you think you're going to die and how?
See, I think about this a lot.
Good.
Because I'm not afraid of death. I've never really been... Also, if I'm fucking wasted, I really don't care about dying. I was in Cape Town at the start of the year, and I got held at gunpoint with a friend, and I literally laughed at the guy's face.
Tell us all about that. I want to know everything.
Like...
location, scenario, everything, please.
I don't know. We were in the party street road or whatever, and you know, he asked for money, and I was like, I don't have any.
Wait, so you were on a road, and there was a party in the street.
It's like the road where there's loads of bars.
Got it.
And then he was like, oh, can I have some money? And I was like, no, I don't have any. Like, sorry.
He's like, oh, good day, mate. Hello. Can I have some? That was a bit Australian.
That's
hold on.
Very
hello.
Bad.
Hello
I
there.
Don't even
can you give me some money, please?
Terrible. Well, interesting. You sound like a South African.
Oh, that I'll take it. That's fine. I'll take it. I'll take it. But so what? Two of you were walking, and a man came up to you.
Yeah, he came up to us, and then
with a gun.
No, he didn't have the gun straight away. And then he was just like, "Can I have some money?" And I was like, "I don't have anything. Sorry."
Was it that guy with the
card?
The paraplegic guy, what's he called?
Oh my god.
Wait, I'm still loving it. Her just saying, "I've only got card," to a rob, sorry, to a mugger. Do you take chip and pin?
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, go on. Right. Who's the paraplegic that you're talking
about? The guy who
Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, is it Pistorius?
What, in Cape Town?
Yeah.
No, he's in prison.
I didn't really get to first name basis with the guy.
No,
so.
Oscar is in he's in prison, but there's a brilliant documentary four-parter on iPlayer at the moment about Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah. To be honest, the guy, he was a kid, so like, I was just, yeah, I basically said, "No, sorry, I don't have any, I only have card."
And he said, "I'm going to shoot you then."
I've only got Monzo. No. I'm from East London.
And
for
then he
sake.
Was like following us, and then I was like trying to find the bar, and he's like, I'll show you where it is. It's just here." And he like points to an alleyway, and I was like, "It's clearly there."
Yeah.
So I was like, "No, we're fine. Don't worry about it." And then he grabs my friend's bag, and then he's like, "Give it to me. Give it to me." And then I was like, "What are you doing?" And then he like turns around, points this little gun at me, and he goes, "I'll shoot you dead, lady." And I literally burst out laughing.
Oh.
Because I'm just that type of person.
But like nervous
like,
laughter?
I was, I don't know, I just started laughing.
That probably diffused the whole situation.
I was like laughing so hard because white wine does something to me. It gives me the confidence that I obviously need in situations like that. And I was just like, "You're going to shoot me with that?" And then he was like so confused by my response. I started howling with laughter, started screaming at people to the bar like, "This guy says he's got a gun and he's going to shoot us." And they're like, "What?" And then obviously he ran away.
That is not in the mugging handbook. No. That's not what he was expecting.
That's really smart though, because there is that thing I've heard before that if someone comes over to you and goes like, "Give me your fucking money," the best thing you can
do. You say, "How much?"
The best thing you can do is totally freak them out. So you can just go, "What time is it on Thursday?" And they'll be like, "What?" And
you'll say, "Become the queen.
Who's mummy and who's daddy?" And, you know, and if you just totally like mesmerize them with your mental illness.
I probably, like, sorry, not spot, speak English.
Yeah. Then basically they just go, "What the fuck?" And they're so disarmed by your craziness that they'll just back down. Yeah. Whilst if you just go, "Oh, fucking hell, I've got no money." You know.
I mean, knowing me, I'll probably end up getting like killed because of my sarcasm or my
if just by chance you get killed on the way back from this, are we still allowed to air this?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I appreciate absolutely that. That's good. My dying wish.
We will make sure everything you've asked for will happen.
That's legally binding. Emma, I really appreciate that. I'm jealous, annoyed that I hadn't heard this advice from both of you before. I've been mugged a couple of times. I got mugged once in Woolwich in London, and I remember,
don't follow my advice. I don't know if you've got
you mean I don't have the look for it? Is that what you're saying? I got mugged. Two guys just kind of, one of them put a knife in my stomach as in like, "Don't move." And the other one kind of patted me down like I was in the airport. And I just, the main thing I remember from it is it was quite, they were very calm. And so I felt very calm. But
did they actually stab you? No.
No, it wasn't a stab, but they held it into my stomach, like the knife in like against my stomach. So it was very much like, "Don't move." But it was all done very calmly. So I remember feeling very calm. And then I was at uni, and I, ironically at the time in my head, I had a Toy Story wallet. And I remember as they patted me down and pulled my Toy Story wallet out of my pocket, I was like, "Oh, this is embarrassing."
Were they? I bet they also went, "Oh, God."
I'm sure they were very disappointed with their
probably
haul.
Like, "We're so sorry."
I'm sure they were very disappointed with their haul. And then, they ran away. And then the police came because it was outside my house. And one of the policemen, after like taking the statement or whatever, and they left, he left his policeman's hat at my house, right? Accidentally. But on the underside, I kid you not, on the underside
of
his
police... Do you still wear that during sex?
Sam, I promise you, I'm not joking, on the underside of the policeman's hat, there was a cock and balls drawn in biro. Oh. And so he never, like, it was already there. He never came back to get his hat because clearly he was like, "Oh, shit, it's my hat with the cock and balls drawn in it. I can't go back and get that. That's mortifying."
Probably his copper mate that did
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. It was totally his copper
did
mate.
I, tell you,
that did
I think I might have talked about my gun experience.
I don't know your gun experience.
No, I was DJing in this bar in Manchester, and it was like Thursday night, and it got to sort of 2 a.m. I was pissed out of my head, and my mate was managing the bar. Anyway, they were locking up, and I was just packing up, you know, my records or whatever. And then there was these four lads ran upstairs because we were upstairs with like balaclavas on, shotguns. Like, right, everyone get on the fucking floor, get on the floor. I was like, oh shit, okay. So anyway, we all get on the floor. And I'm lying there, and I was so drunk that I just thought it's fine, you know. And then it was just at the time that
it helps when you're
iPhones
drunk,
had just come out, right? And I'd just got an iPhone. And anyway, I'm lying there, and there's a guy behind me with a gun to my head, and while they dragged my friend upstairs to empty the safe, right? And then
it sounds like a movie.
Yeah, and then my iPhone fell out of my pocket, and I thought, you're not having that. Fuck off, it's new, you know. So I turned around to pick it up. And he hit me in the back of the head with a shotgun and was like, I told
you're
you not
lying.
To turn around. And I swear to God. And he's like, I told you not to turn around. And I was like, sorry, I just wanted my iPhone. And he's like, I don't want your fucking iPhone. And I was like, all right. So then the whole thing lasted like 3 minutes. And then because it was Manchester, like they all ran off. And the last guy downstairs, I saw him out of the corner of my eye, grabbed a bottle of tequila from behind the bar. And he went, sorry about that. And then like ran down the stairs, right? And then everyone got up and was like really shook up. I'm like, fuck. And we rang the police. The police came, took statements, and they were like, look, in a few days you're probably gonna get like PTSD and feel really bad. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll wait for that. Nothing had happened. I was totally fine. And I realized it was just because I was so steaming drunk that like it just didn't affect my emotions in
and
any way.
You didn't lose your phone.
No, like fuck that, you guys. You're not having my iPhone 1.
Did he hit you in the head with the butt of the gun like full
no, it was
strength?
With the end of the gun, like the
the pointy end.
Yeah, yeah, the naughty end. Yeah, no, it wasn't. I didn't have a bruise or anything. He just rotted me in the head with it or something, you know. But that should
you
have
and
given
I
me...
you and I have seen things, Sam.
Yeah,
we
have, yeah, you know.
Life's
you weren't there.
I feel like I'd be the same, like just kind of like you're gonna have to kill me if you want any of my stuff, man.
You were the same. You literally went through it.
You were.
Literally, all in my brain was like, if I give you my passport, dude, like fuck, lining up to like the fucking Italian consulate in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Did you know though? Because
I'd rather die.
I'd rather die. Yeah.
I knew that these guys weren't for real. I knew they just wanted some cash. I knew that they weren't going to kill anyone.
Fake guns?
Maybe. Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe the guy in Cape Town had a fake gun,
yeah,
too.
Who knows? So, yeah, sure. But I just sort of knew in the back of my head it was bollocks. So I just thought they just want some cash. They don't want
to
kill someone.
No one really wants to go out and kill because they know that...
Although in South Africa, to be honest, they're more into killing than in most places. But sure, you laugh. Whatever. You just laugh.
It's a bit
laugh
killy over there, isn't it?
Yeah, great chat, guys. We just want to talk before we finish about, it's very important that we talk about your wake, your after party.
For a second, I thought you said my weight, and I was like, I'm literally going to kill you.
To be totally honest,
from across the table.
That's a different,
right now.
That's a different podcast of mine. We can. I'll ask you to come on that later. Your wake, your after party. How would you like that to be?
I mean, I swear we've discussed this. It's obviously a massive orgy.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The strip club.
I thought that was just the funeral. I thought there was going
to
be an even better.
Get a boner.
I thought there was going to be an
will
even better.
Will there be Viagra
way.
On hand?
Yes, yeah. That too included. But that's an extra 5 pounds.
Sponsored by Newman.
Where's this money going? Where's this money going? You're dead. Who's getting it?
It's going towards my dog's trust funds.
Okay.
So that they can carry on through me.
Who is the facilitator of your dog's trust fund? The executor?
You know,
us. It's definitely us.
What, should I hand it over to you
guys?
Yeah,
we'll look after those dogs.
You know what? Scratch that. Fuck my dogs. I will fund your podcast.
Wow,
we appreciate that.
With my death money.
Can I just say, age-wise, the chances of us outliving you is incredibly small. Sadly, the reason we're doing
to
this
be honest,
podcast
I
is
probably will live the longest.
Of course, you will. One, you're Asian. Or a bit Asian, whatever you are.
I'm half.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know,
how
Asian,
does that,
Asian
I mean,
people
I don't
Asian,
know
Asian people live till they're about 120, right? We're white men. We'll be lucky to get past 50.
Hmm.
We'll be lucky not to get cancelled for comments you make like that, I'm sure.
That's not a bad comment. That's a complimentary comment. The Asian people live long. It's because they have a nice diet and they look after themselves.
I don't know about that. In the Philippines, we eat a lot of rice and meat and sugar.
Well,
we all suffer from.
Maybe I've got it wrong, but actually, like, I've got a friend who's from the Philippines, and her mom, her mom looks younger than me, and she's like 60
really
or something.
But once we hit 80, I reckon I'll just probably morph into my grandma.
Women live longer than men in general, anyway.
That's true.
And then, and me and him, you know, pale, weakly
white boys.
You never know. You never know. I feel like you'll be this grumpy, like, 120-year-old that's like, damn it.
Still doing the podcast.
You're like, ready to go. And they'll be like, no, not today.
Just still doing the podcast in Tottenham.
My stepdad, his mum, so my sort of step-grandma or whatever, every time I speak to her, she's just like, I'm ready to go now. And you're just like, you've been saying that for 10 years. Like, just enjoy your life, you dickhead. And just like, no, I'm ready to go. And I'm ready for the long sleep.
You should be like, can I help? Can I help like you with that, grandma? Emma, what do you want written on your gravestone? And I should add, we write this, whatever you come up with, we write as the title, part of your title of this podcast.
Is it? Wow, pressure's on. I don't know. Probably something like a Wi-Fi password, have a motor installed, and a modem installed so that more people come to visit.
Oh my God, that's so good. So you've got a router there. You get free Wi-Fi at Emma's.
Yeah, free Wi-Fi at
What's the password?
I don't know. My dog's balls.
Yeah, okay, that'll do.
Okay, let's just
because he doesn't have any.
I think let's just put my dog's balls as the title.
Your
very
dog
good.
Still fucks though, even though he's got no balls, right? You've told
Does
me that
he?
Once.
No, so. He like jerks off with his elbow.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Can we put a link to the video of that in the description box? That sounds very interesting. That sounds like something our audience would like to see. Final question, Emma. You've been an amazing guest.
Audience.
How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, you know what? I just hope I put a smile on people's face. Oh, let's go out with a proper, you know.
That's very nice.
Or really maybe good. Something like, you know, thick thighs make a dick rise or something like that.
Thick
what about
thighs
that, no?
make a dick rise.
I'm kidding.
That sounds better in your
just,
accent than
you
mine.
You know what? I'm surrounded by so much toxic male energy right now. I'm just, it's obviously like coming out of
right
me.
Now.
Like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, toxicity is what we go for. That's our thing, yeah.
We're pathetic. We don't have any of that kind of energy.
Emma, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to plug? Where can our audience find you on Instagram or wherever?
It's just at Emma Breschi.
B-R-E-S-C-H-I, is that right?
Are you the only Emma Breschi in the world?
You know what? Maybe I am. But that's really nice. Like, that's really egotistical of me to think.
No, but maybe you are.
I don't know. I don't think it's a very common name combination.
So many Sam Hammonds, honestly, it's pathetic. Like the leader of like the Communist Party in Canada's called it, I think.
Mm. I mean, I didn't have to like get an Emma Breschi _00 something.
Mm. No, that's very fortunate of you.
I bet there aren't any more Barnaby Slaters, actually.
There's one Barnaby Slater. He was in a band in the 90s. Called,
really?
Yeah. He was the guitarist in a band. I can't remember their name.
They're not your brother?
No, my mum didn't name us both Barnaby Slater.
That's happened, you know.
Just one of us was unfair enough.
Do you know,
that's a rock star name, though.
Do you know Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones?
Thank you so much.
It is a bit. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones had three sons with three different women, and he called them all Brian.
Yeah, but that's quite classic, isn't it? Like, because you get...
he's got three sons called Brian Jones.
Because in America, you get, like, Brian Jones,
his sons. They've all got the dad, Brian Jones, and they're all called Brian.
We're talking baby names again. Honestly, is there...
Yeah,
What's going on? Y'all feeling rude?
We've very much reached that age. guys, thank you so much for listening. Please do follow us on Instagram @PodIt'sYourFuneral. Also, subscribe to us, drop us a comment and a rating in Apple Podcasts. And as we said at the beginning, please do send us any of your funny funeral or death-based stories to podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Follow @VomCruise on Instagram if you love funny stuff. And also listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. We'll be back next time with another episode. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
See you, mates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.